This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, from Borgata, Joe DeCamera, and we've got Elliot in for John today, along with James and Devin and Rhea, and wonderful to have you here, too. I mean, not like, you know, here, but like, they're here, if you catch my drift.
I wish they were
nailed
here.
Nailed that.
I don't wish they were here, because if they were here, it wouldn't be as easy for them to listen to us and it would hurt our ratings.
They could use the Odyssey app.
They could, but it'd be a little weird if we had like 10,000 people in front of us right
True.
Now all listening to an Odyssey app.
What about your new buddy, Jaden? Do you wish he was here?
Jaden, the guy kicked his ass and beat the hammer?
In his Eagles hat.
Oh, well, yeah. I forgot about that. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to get Elliot this segment on some of the new additions the Eagles made. Also, drop of the week coming up shortly. Rick in Easton right now. Good morning, Rick.
You know, Joe, you're amazing. When we talked about the Wicked Witch of the West, I didn't even remember her coming in into Zoom when the house was in the air. I look at the grand entrance in Munchkinland when she came through the floor.
That is the Wicked Witch of the East.
No, that was the West. The green girl, the green woman on the broom, later came up through the floor.
Oh, well, yeah. Right.
And
it was
traumatizing when we were 5 years old.
Yeah, but the first scene was her in the sky on the broom.
Absolutely. I didn't even remember that. By the way, there's a blooper, famous blooper. If you watch that scene again, you could actually see the trap door open before she came through the yellow brick road. Anyway, real quick, Milton Williams came from that small school that Terry Bradshaw, Fred Dean, Carl Malone came
from. Louisiana Tech?
Louisiana Tech, yeah.
Sounds wrong about that.
Real quick, you know, rebuilding, listening to this show all week, rebuilding a team after a Super Bowl loss, to me, is much different from continuing the success after a Super Bowl win. And I think that any mistakes you make have to fall under a mulligan, because we got that ring, which we know eludes us in Philadelphia. But my slant is, and we talked about this before. I understand the concern, what's happening to the defense, but if you think about it, we do have 7 of their best 11 players back, coupled with the fact this offense, I think next year, can strike and score a touchdown.
That comes down to Jalen. That comes down to whether Jalen's
sure
more
does.
Consistent in the passing game. Because everyone else did their job this year on offense consistently, and he's the one guy I thought that was inconsistent.
Yeah, but I also think that they can sustain 6 to 7 minute drives with a 1,750-pound offensive line loaded with all pros.
Are you guys more worried about Saquon next year or Jalen?
Well, Jalen, but I understand that Saquon could get injured.
Right,
could change the whole dynamic.
I think counting on Saquon to be anywhere close to who he was last year is going to be tough.
If Dylan's healthy, are they going to use that to maybe mitigate like as many carries as he had last year?
They could. I mean, I still think Will Shipley is the backup running back. Okay. I think he is the one that will eat into the Saquon carries, but if A.J. Dillon's healthy, I mean, that's a steal of a signing.
I mean, they went right through my suggestion of dialing Saquon back at times to preserve him, and it worked for them, but it could impact next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it could. All right, Rick, we got to move to a lot of stuff. Give me a character.
Pivots, I have to go with, I got like 5 others, Josh Baskin, Tom Hanks in the movie.
Yeah.
What a good answer.
Boy,
it's a good one.
That's a big answer,
that's
too.
That's a really big, I mean, come on, you're a kid with adults.
Yeah, that's a huge answer.
Now, he is an adult, though.
No, he's not.
A kid.
No, he's a kid.
Doesn't he act
like a kid? He's an adult body, but he's a 13-year-old kid.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's with Elizabeth Perkins.
Have you ever seen the movie
Elliot? Emphasis with Elizabeth Perkins, yeah. Joe.
No, so I definitely haven't seen it. But I mean, I thought
right,
he was...
So why are you
should say it, Elliot.
No, yeah. I'm asking. He acts like a kid, but is in the body of an adult.
No, he is an actual kid in the body of an adult. Like a 12-year-old brain
acts like
in an adult.
And is a kid. Yeah.
So then wouldn't he be an adult that acts like a kid?
No.
He's the size of an adult.
Somebody down there just
Have you ever seen 13 Going on 30?
Oh, my God. Do we really have to do this?
What?
Watch Big.
This is too much.
Just watch Big.
Just watch Big.
I'll watch Big.
Kid in an adult.
All right, Elliot, I'm taking you out of that topic to a different one. Can you please give us a quick rundown, because we got to get to drop of the week. For everyone tuning in, Eagles had three additions yesterday. Just give us the bullet points on who these guys are.
So Adoree Jackson is going to compete for a starting job with Kelee Ringo. Played better with the Giants last year, but probably is an average player at this point. Josh Uche, I think, probably has the highest upside of any player they signed, but also the lowest floor. He got benched in the Super Bowl and was essentially benched the second half of the season by the Chiefs, so a low floor there. And then Harrison Bryant is interesting from a Goddard perspective. I don't think Harrison Bryant signs here if he knows he's going to be tight end three, so I would think this is another indication that Goddard's probably gone. But yeah, I think mostly role players at this point, but all do have a chance for a larger role.
By the way, congratulations yesterday. Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade both named to the Phillies Wall of Fame. That ceremony will come up in the summer in August. But Jimmy and Ed Wade to the Phillies Wall of Fame. Let's go to the phones, talk to Bob in Pensauken right now. Good morning, Bob.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Yesterday I was listening to the show, and Ben Davis was talking about the question came up, I think from another caller. If they decided the Phillies to start the season out putting Trey Turner in the number one spot, how long of a leash would the Phillies give Turner to actually perform well in that spot? And Ben Davis said something along the lines of not too long. Now, he didn't put a time frame on it, but when he said something like that, I'm thinking, okay, maybe a couple weeks.
Yep.
I would be against that. I would if you're going to put him there, I would give him at least a month.
I agree with you, Bob. Unless he's hitting 100, which he's not going to hit 100. I agree with you. I would make it longer than just 2 or 3 weeks as well.
Yeah, I would get him used to being in that position. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're not going to lose that many games, fall that far behind in the division because Trey Turner is batting first and Schwarber's not. It's just so I need to see him at least a month, maybe 6 weeks, to really see if it sticks with him.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. All right, Bob, give me an answer for a character that was a fish out of water.
How about Julia Roberts' character in Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
You know, to an extent.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
To an extent. Vivian, what was her name? Vivian
Ward, I believe.
Ward?
Wow, good pull.
I think it's Vivian Ward.
Wow. Well, it's not going to be the winning answer, but it's a solid answer because, she's in the glitzy hotel and all that stuff. I still cannot believe. I know it's 1990, but I got to get this off my chest. How was it only $10,000 for a week?
I mean, no, buddy.
Inflation.
What, do you have experience?
Do you pay way more?
It's
Joe's like, I'm getting ripped off here.
I'm just saying it's front.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
got
cheap.
Some negotiating.
On a per day basis, I mean, I got it.
I mean, $10,000 there is way more.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Oh, wait. It might have been $3,000.
I think it.
What?
I don't think it was 10,000.
I think it was 3,000.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, I think it was 3,000 for a week. I think.
Because 10,000 in 1990, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I think it was 3,000. And the guy's like a billionaire. Like, they never say he's a billionaire, but they kind of imply he's sort of like
a billionaire. They imply he's super duper rich, for sure.
Yeah.
So having just watched Enora, I think she got way more for a week. I think it was like 100K.
I don't know Enora.
Like,
was she a hooker with a heart
that
of gold?
That was the, yes, yeah. She yes. is. That's
yeah.
exactly
yeah,
what she
like
is.
A yeah, it's a
great description.
Sure, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're going to be a hooker, at least have a heart of gold.
I'll With say that it's said, way more graphic than Pretty Woman. Way more graphic.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Sounds like I got to check it out.
I think it's your kind of movie, buddy.
With that said.
Save yourself $3,000.
Hey, pause button. Get ready. The hammer's coming. All right, with that said. Pause button. Devin, have you never, Devin, you never pause Showgirls?
Okay, let's move on from this conversation.
Devin's pausing the Harvey Keitel full frontal nudity 30 years ago.
Oh, Bad Lieutenant.
Yes, because we're all dying to see Harvey Keitel naked.
You know also at full frontal? Kobayashi from
Pete Postlewaite?
From The Usual Suspects. Yeah, that guy went full frontal on a movie.
Did he?
Yeah, full.
I've never seen it.
Full
so,
frontal
yeah.
from Kobayashi from The Usual Suspects of a movie. With that said, let's do what we do every Friday at this time. We have some fun with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
There are some that say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I would say if you're not pausing, you're not living. Just putting that out there. Elliot, you've hit the pause button before, right? Sharon Stone, come on.
Well, it's definitely not for Sharon Stone. What movie was that? But like the 80s?
Oh, my God. 90s. Yeah. Basic Instinct.
I have more recent pause buttons, I would say.
Even women that aren't into that were hitting the pause button. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. Drop of the week is James, we really went off right there.
We sure did, buddy.
All right. Drop of the week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer drop of the week, what are we looking
at? Yeah, it's pretty funny that this was the conversation leading in when the first drop for drop of the week is a little dirty. Joe told us about his friends and a throuple.
He used to tell me for 10 years he was with two women, they both knew it, and they would all... They were together.
That's interesting.
Like, it was their relationship.
Well, yeah, it's a throuple,
That's
right. Okay.
You think you were going to get the invite?
Was there a little of that
working in the back of your mind? Like, hey, you know what?
It did not dawn on me.
Really? I'm surprised at that.
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I agree. That's a perfect way to put it. It's so good. Just dirty enough.
Not a bad description, I will say that.
It was pretty good. All right. The audio we were all waiting for. Joe, we spent basically the entire season, the Super Bowl, all of it waiting for you to admit you were wrong about Jalen Hurts.
Was I wrong about Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
About some things? Absolutely. I underestimated Jalen Hurts. If I am on trial right now and I've got the hand in the air and I'm sworn to the truth, did I underestimate him and was I wrong about aspects of Jalen Hurts? For sure. Is he better than I thought he was? Yes.
Thank you.
Good use of aspects by me.
I'm happy to hear that because I do think a lot of people won't change their mind on Jalen.
Like, I haven't changed it much.
Well, that's disappointing.
I've changed it a little bit, but not much.
Winning the Super Bowl didn't do it for you?
Well, he played his best at the end of the year, but they did carry him.
He plays his best in the biggest of games. What a thought.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great thing.
All year, the question was, could he win it when it mattered?
That was part of the question. That wasn't the totality of the question. That was the most important question.
Let's not dive into this again, all right? We had a full day. Speaking of that day, probably the best call we got that day. A lot of niceness with DeCamera. Our girl Donna came at him. Here's a little taste.
I really got tired of your opinion because it's totally sucking, okay?
It was totally sucking. Well said, Donna.
Donna, you are not totally sucking. We love this.
Donna went in on you, man.
Yeah, she did. That was only a portion.
Oh, a portion. I had another one cut, but we don't have time. But yeah, that's Donna went after you. All right, let's keep it rolling. Just going to guess this might win. It's the great Devin with TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, the way they treat their guys.
That was TJ Houshmandzadeh on this
one. That's so good.
It's so good.
That was on TJ Houshmandzadeh.
It's so crazy you don't remember who he is. Like, I don't. Not to sound like, you know. Like
so shout out. Here, Joe Giglio texted me later that day because, like, I know it was the mispronunciation heard around Philadelphia. Yeah. And it is my bad. But he said TJ
Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, I'm not going to attempt that. Wait, he's drafted in 2001. Okay. Yeah, so I was like 10 years old.
Right, but he was drafted in 2001.
But he
was relevant. He was relevant when you were 20.
And that commercial was
working in sports.
And that commercial was so famous with the guy not able to pronounce his name.
That's,
and like, Hush, championship. It's so great.
I heard there's a whole commercial.
I do kind of like Houshmandzadeh better, though. Like, it does sound cool.
Well, in my mind, he will now. He'll forever be TJ.
So great.
I love the confidence you say it with, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I'll never say his name again.
That was TJ Houshmandzadeh. All right, let's keep it rolling. Great stuff. Speaking of great lines, on the Jalen Hurts day at the end of the show, Joe, you gave callers a chance to give 10 seconds on Jalen to you, and our guy Andy nailed his 10 seconds.
Andy, Jalen Hurts, and who was wrong about something? Go.
He is successful only because of the elite talent around him and the extraordinary patience of this community. I'm, of course, talking about you, sir, Joe DeCamp.
Well done!
That's pretty good.
That's a great line. Well played.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Howie Roseman got a little weird talking about the first Super Bowl to the second. And,
he did get weird.
Got a little weird. Here's a little taste of Howie talking about how Super Bowl I was different from Super Bowl II.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
perfect.
Time...
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time a couple weeks ago. So I think that, you know, maybe he could talk about the first time again.
Poor Bob Lang, man.
Yeah, I know.
It is his first ring, though.
Yeah, so that's how I took it. And then
what? Yeah, that's like what he's saying.
I get it.
It was his first. Okay, that's better that way. But
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Well, I think most people won't. And,
what would happen if Bob Lang went to the Eagles HR department?
I was thinking the same thing.
I want to report something here. I'm a little uncomfortable.
What's funny about the Howie quote is I think we all expected Nick to be a little more like loose and victory lap.
Totally.
And Howie has been much more of the like just got that Hall of Fame swag already, saying whatever he wants. Yeah, Nick's been pretty calm.
Love it. All right, let's keep it
rolling. All right, James, a couple more, right?
Yeah, a few more. Charlie Manuel. Down at Fantasy Camp, two pieces of audio from Charlie. This is the first one talking about Fantasy Camp and your impact on him, Joe.
You are the only one who has been present for Fantasy Camp with Joe DeCamera.
Yeah.
Would you call it success for his team?
I retired because of Joe.
It's pretty good, man.
Pretty good. This is even better, believe it or not, as you guys get into a conversation with Charlie and this happened.
You know Philadelphia really loves you, right?
Yeah, right.
You feel that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Good.
I love them back, believe me.
Good, Charlie.
Sometimes I just don't know how to act around them. Really.
Well, sometimes we don't know how to act around you either, right?
Yeah, Charlie, it works both ways.
Here's all you got to do to act the right way for Philly. Know thyself.
Exactly.
All right? If you know thyself, you're on the right.
You see that?
What's your shirt say? Oh, does it say know thyself?
No way, really?
Oh,
that's amazing. That's so good.
It really says know thyself.
His T-shirt underneath his other shirt says know thyself.
Exactly.
That was so awesome.
That's actually crazy.
And then Brazier told us a story, came on after, and said that the whole coaching staff was listening to the interview together on the Odyssey app in the clubhouse. And then when Charlie came back down, they were yelling, "Know thyself, Chuck," and all that. Really, really awesome stuff.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it really was. That was a special moment. For this year, that was one of the more special moments we've had on the show.
100% agree. Speaking of kind of flipping it around, we got from a legend on one end to another legend. We just don't often see Dirty Merrill that often. Here's a little taste.
I love Bagger Vance and The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Yeah.
Two great golf movies.
So the second one I saw, first one
Bagger
I have
Vance with
not.
Matt Damon? Sure.
And Charlize Theron.
Right, yeah, and Charlize
Theron.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
All right, let's talk.
I could watch Charlize Theron sitting in a chair for 2 hours.
that was amazing. I think that's going to be
God bless
that
you, Meryl.
Same, Meryl.
That was a good line.
Great stuff from Meryl.
Oh, that does have a shot to win.
I think it's Houshman never... saying that right now.
We have never seen or heard that side of Merrill.
It was great.
Then he had the save being like, well, now I'm looking at Cindy sitting in the chair.
Yeah, that was funny.
That move by him.
All right, we got three more to get to. Joe Banner joining the show yesterday. The first line he had, John Ritchie leads with this. Funny stuff from Joe Banner.
Back in free agency 2003, you sign a fullback who came in from the Raiders, and people are expecting like help offensively, and I didn't really.
He's being self-deprecating. Hey, Joe, he delivered. The injury was unfortunate, but I always tell John, he knows it. He was a damn good player.
You know, when people ask me our best move, I always say it's John.
That was good, man.
That was really good.
I was not expecting Joe Banner to have
that was
jokes.
Solid.
That was strong. All right, two more. Heard it about a couple hours on the show, but when a former Cowboy has accomplished and, his long time in Dallas, as DeMarcus Lawrence says this, we'll play it.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there, but, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So,
bang. Thank you, DeMarcus.
What a quote.
What a quote.
I don't know what I'm voting for.
Well, we got one more.
Also.
We got one more, and it's the just over-the-top Hammer celebration. 5-1.
I mean, Hammer on steroids! Hammer! I really don't know what to say. Like I told you, I did. The Hammer felt shortchanged with the compliments the other day. I mean, Ellie, you got to admit, they weren't the easiest questions.
No, you smoked that, man. And you did it quickly. How long did it even take him?
He actually ended right as the clock
That was really good.
That's how you do it! Well, actually, yeah. Hold on. I take it back. That's not how you do it. That's how the Hammer does!
I hate you winning, but I never get tired of the celebration.
That was a pretty good one. So,
I think
Rhea,
it's Tishman, Izay, or Merrill, right?
It's Merrill.
Rhea, what do you got?
I like Merrill.
I think it's Tishman, Izay. I'm voting Tishman, Izay.
1-1. Elliot, what do you got?
I think I got to go Tishman-Izay. The Merrill thing was great, but the Tishman-Izay will live on.
All right, Devin?
I got to go with Merrill. I mean, I can't vote for myself
Wow. So I am really torn here. I will vote for one of those, too. I don't know that I would have. Because, man, like, the Charlie thing was great.
The Charlie thing's great, too. I could be down to give it to Charlie, too.
The Cowboys drama was great,
too. The Cowboys,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not on the show. I think it's better when the drops are on the show.
That's fair.
I agree with that.
So we got Dirty Merrill or Devin with TJ Tishman-Izay. Wow.
I love that everyone's just going
to
call him.
Now it's going to be hard for me to pronounce
it
correctly.
I'm going
to
go with Tishman-Izay.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great drop.
I think that's
TJ Tishman-Izay.
Yeah.
Devin, I had your back. I just want that to be noted for the record.
It's not going to win drop of the year, but it'll be a contestant at the end.
It's really great.
It's pretty good.
That
all right, with that,
TJ
drop of the week.
Tishman-Izay.
All right, Devin wins. Devin, you've won a couple of these through the year.
I have. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I feel Devin's percentage of drop per win is super high. Like when Devin has a chance to win, she usually wins.
That's classic. All right.